Welcome to A Load of Old Toffee, brought to you in association with boroughguide.co.uk and David Lloyd Jim in Stevenage. Been a long time since we've been with you. I've got Mark Hollis and Dean Thompson joining us this afternoon.
Did you know it's the episode number from his intro?
Yeah. He'll clip that in later. Evening, Steve.
Hello.
We've also joined by Will Pickworth. How many times? Number three?
Number two?
Yeah. And for your second visit, you had a special request, didn't you, for this one?
Did I?
That you wanted, you said there was only one, the one way you'd come on, and that was if Dean had picked you up. You up from school.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
So what, you won't do that again, will you?
What have you been doing for the last half hour, Dean? Where have you been sitting?
I was sitting in a pub car park.
Sitting in your car in the dark outside of school?
With a Dr. Pepper.
Jolly good.
Excellent.
We haven't been together since before the Carlisle game, chaps.
Usually Thursday, I do that.
Plenty going on since then. And of course, that was a big game in itself, wasn't it?
What, Carlisle?
Talking points.
That was rubbish.
After that one.
Was Carlisle? I've completely lost track of the last time.
We've had a lot of games since then, I think.
We did post Luton, didn't we? So what was it, post Luton, pre Carlisle?
Yeah. Oh, like Luton, yeah.
Yeah, Carlisle, that's right.
Yeah.
It's very negative, that, wasn't it?
God, it all went into meltdown, didn't it, everyone?
Very, very anti everything, wasn't it, after that?
Who was? You were?
No, the forum. Yeah. Borough chat.
East West Borough had a field day.
Oh. Oh.
We're not talking about him anymore. Wound.
Can we just say something that we did actually have East Harts Borough lined up last week to come and join us. We even arranged for Dino, who's our resident taxi driver now, to run him home, but unfortunately we weren't able
to get him here.
To get him here.
Oh no, I don't think he did.
Oh, didn't he?
I think he had, you know, proper reasons.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
In fairness.
I'm not wanting to get in a car with you. I can understand that.
But never mind, so.
One day it'll come.
One day.
Maybe we can go to him.
All right. Presumably we've got the game a little bit later on.
Got the game?
Mm-hmm.
Don't call it the game.
Call it
what it's called.
Player your cards right.
Player your cards right. Still no jingle.
No jingle. Alright. Somebody's got to come up with one soon. Well, you're going to have to do it.
I'm not doing it.
So, did you go Tranmere Saturday, Steve?
Yes.
Did you have a nice day out? Because you had the king of the injury time goals with you, didn't you? You had Neil Trevor with you, the king of the injury time goals, yes.
Yeah, poor old Trebs.
Two away games, away to Plymouth, away to Tranmere he's had this season. And
Bit of overtime in both games.
Did you get paid overtime?
No.
I was going to say, Wes would have you on a fortune, wouldn't he? Yeah,
richest man in Hertfordshire.
I don't know how long we actually played on Saturday, because there was 6 minutes at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
And there were 5 minutes plus about 20 minutes on top of that.
Well, you can't add that together.
No.
It was about eight, wasn't it? Was right.
He's got his right. Nick is right in a twist about injury time.
Have you?
All right.
Have you?
Let's not do. Should we do the in between Carlisle and Tranmere first?
Yeah. Right. We could do, we could talk Burton, couldn't we?
Talk. We've got Accrington that we've got to talk about.
Okay.
Portsmouth.
Portsmouth was right, wasn't it? Portsmouth, I felt we were lucky. Anyway, we'll come in. You ain't said nothing yet, because we're just trying to outdo each other and trying to wind each other up at the moment.
How many of those games did you see, Will?
I think I saw Burton and Accrington.
Burton and Accrington, so...
It's just, obviously we won both of them. We didn't play great in either of them. It's like one step forward, one step back. It's frustrating. Lack of consistency.
We're not playing great, though.
No.
In any of the games, in fairness.
Rubbish against Accrington.
Yeah, we scored a goal and then created one other chance, scored another goal.
Rubbish. Beautiful, beautiful goal, but rubbish.
Was that Charlie Lee's outside of his
brilliant
right boot?
I'm yet to see highlights yet that show the full build-up to that goal. It was fantastic.
It was.
Absolutely brilliant.
That was the only time we played football on the ground,
yeah,
and we cut them open, but we decided to boot it up to Beardham all the time.
Yep. Other than that, rubbish.
Dino?
Yeah.
There's no point sugarcoating stuff anymore, is there? There's no point saying, oh, yeah, but...
But we won.
Yeah.
It was like a pre-season friendly, like the atmosphere.
Rubbish.
The game.
Burton.
Now.
You know.
We're going to have words about Burton.
That game, I felt like I'd sat in rubber for about 4 hours.
I enjoyed Burton.
I know! You were texting me, saying, oh, isn't he great, this player? Isn't he playing well? Isn't he a great game? And I'm like, hang on, has someone got hold of Ollis's phone?
I didn't once say it was a great game.
You fell in love with...
I didn't fall in love.
You fell in love...
No, I didn't fall in love.
...with Jack Jebb that afternoon.
Name's Jebb.
Oh, yeah.
The Arsenal loanee.
Yes. I didn't fall in love. Against Accrington.
Liar! You bloody liar!
Against Accrington, I went on Borough Chat and everyone went, oh, Jake Jebb.
Yeah.
Done some good passes. And no one mentioned the fact he had 7 50-50s and bottled them all. And I didn't like him after Accrington. And then against Burton, after done his interview where... Westy had obviously got in his ear hole, told him he needs to get a bit more physical. He threw himself about as well, and I liked him against Burton.
He had a bit.
And I liked Charlie Adams. And I liked McAllister.
McAllister's a footballer.
I thought we played some nice football at times when we decided to get the ball on the deck, mainly through them three. Didn't do it often enough. But there was more, we seemed to want it more against Burton. We were pressuring him higher up the pitch, we were closing players down, and whilst it wasn't the prettiest game, I'd rather it not be the prettiest game and us harass the other team rather than it not be the prettiest game and don't even bother chasing lost causes and closing players down like we'd seen the previous week. That's why I enjoyed it. It was a bit more of a Stevenage performance where Burton were obviously better than us and we didn't let them play, whereas we played against Accrington and I'm not going to get into Accrington and my feelings on them.
I think you're
but
right,
they're
that.
Not a better side than us and we let them play.
I think you're right there. A lot of people were saying, well, Burton weren't very good, were they? But they weren't allowed to be. And
Lucas Aitken's could have had three, couldn't he, if he could shoot straight.
Yeah,
but we know he can't. He's never been able to.
That was what was enjoyable about it for me.
I didn't expect you to say that about Lucas Aitken's, one of the nicest men in football.
Didn't he come in with presents? Did I read on Twitter he bought presents?
Yeah,
he did. Nice fella.
I saw something on Saturday. They played Plymouth, game as well. And the Plymouth fans said he was the best player they've ever seen in League Two.
Lucas Aitken's.
I want to get Graham on here and ask him about his feelings on Lucas Aitken's and what player he
was. I want to know how Graham could actually dislike the guy.
I don't think he disliked him.
I think he did.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who he did.
You dislike Lucas Aitken's? There's not a lot to dislike about him.
No, nothing's disliked about him.
He's a footballer, and, you know, inconsistent footballer. That's why he's League One, League Two.
There's millions of footballers I hate, Steve. Literally millions.
Or for any particular reason?
Most of them are.
Give us a reason.
Most play for us.
Yeah, most of those that have pulled on a Borough shirt in the last 3 years.
Why would you hate a footballer? I mean, you're paying money to go and see.
I'll tell you one I hate. The lad that sorted Dino out on Saturday. Jennings, was it? Mm-hmm. I hate him.
Sorted him out?
Well, sorted him off to the stand, didn't he?
That was Dino's fault. Dino out on the forum.
Ah. You know.
Can we go on to that?
There's nothing like a knee-jerk reaction, is there?
Why? What do fans know about
nothing?
Assistant managers nothing. And coaches?
We need Will to answer this because I think it all comes from nearer his age group.
Will, what's your opinion on Dino Mamria?
I think the general opinion is that he's sort of...
No, that's not what he asked you, Will.
No, what's your opinion?
Will, shall I ask the question again?
Again.
Will, what's your opinion on Dino Mamria?
I think he's good to have there. I don't think he really offers much tactically, but sort of has...
How do you know that?
I don't know that, but it's just...
That's the perception you get.
With his tight shirts, his short shorts.
He'll be walking by. He'll be walking by in a minute.
We'll call him in.
We'll introduce you. Yeah.
That's an extra large. He's just that big.
I think it helps having a few other coaches there. Like Besant. I don't know how much Besant adds to the other stuff and Goodlift, but
right.
They could complement each other a bit.
This perplexes me how people can form an opinion. I'm not picking on you here because it's come up.
Exactly. You're getting tarred with the same brush as the rest of the borough chatters.
There are certain people on that forum.
Don't take it seriously.
Who are quite vociferous in what they feel about not just Dino, let's be fair, you know, about the coaching side, and that they're experts on, you know, how good a coach some of these people are. How do we know?
I think Dino is a fabulous coach, and I think the players respect him, and I think the players like being coached by him.
You're basing, and
he's
so,
not even
and what are you
I,
basing
he's
that
actually,
on?
He's, that's, this is actually
I'm basing that on fact.
Something you think
on fact.
Cold hard fact.
Look, I only deal in fact, not fiction. So
sure.
There you go. That's what I would say. I think so long as the players like and respect him, I couldn't care less.
Now,
Adam Miller don't.
No, we know that. But Adam Miller, like, you know, he's a different footballer to most.
There are sides to his demeanour which perhaps people don't particularly like.
When was the last time you saw him display that? I haven't seen him do it for
since he duffed up Ian Hendon.
I haven't seen any physicality.
And that's all I'm bothered about.
Yeah.
He gives 90 minutes of ear roll to their assistant manager and the fourth official and the linesman, good. That's what he's there for as well. You do everything to get to make yourself in the best position to win a football match. And if that's by winding up some gimp sitting in the opposition's dugout, then so be it.
And let's be honest about this on Saturday. I've heard many different stories. What I saw was that
Jennings
ran straight into Dino Mamre.
He didn't even have the ball. He didn't even have the ball.
He didn't have the ball. He stood his ground.
And
he didn't
move.
Run out the way. Okay.
Where do you know? Where have you seen this?
I saw it in Berlin Sunday morning.
What? Oh, I haven't seen any of this.
And the next thing,
you can
Jennings
get YouTube
has got a yellow
now.
Card.
Yeah.
Jennings has got a yellow card and Dino's been sent to the stands. And that's what Graham's saying. How could you explain that?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Do you see it? Well,
yeah.
It's ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's nowhere near it.
So are we suggesting that the ref Saturday then might have been a bit inconsistent?
Oh, I don't know. You were in the room,
we'll
Steve.
We'll have to ask Steve because he was the only one there.
I think
Steve.
You know my thoughts. And I haven't listened back to the commentary yet, but I might do a little montage of some of the comments during the course of the game, because they had a striker who...
I bet there'll be Neil's comments.
They must
keep him on the straight and narrow.
Must have been 4, 5, 6 times committed fouls, and it wasn't until the 7th time the referees called him over, had a word with him, with the captain, still no card. Then we get through to half time and it's like...
Oh, that's in the first half.
That's just the first half. But then the slate gets wiped clean and we start again in the second half.
You're right, Rennie would have sent him off after
Chris
20
Welpdale,
minutes.
Chris Welpdale, with his first tackle, picks up a yellow card. We go up the other end, and there's an exactly the same tackle on one of the Stevenage players, and it's a free kick, but no yellow card. And I'm starting to sound like Graham Wessey, aren't I?
You're starting to sound like Alan Green.
And I don't care what anybody says, there's inconsistencies there, and it's week in, week out.
But they have a fella sitting in the stand, writing up his notes after the game.
Well, what do they do?
Well, exactly, I don't know.
Tell me what they
do. Do you know what? What was the last game, the last home game? Burton. And I was chatting to you and Damien and Jeff up in the commentary room. And I walked out, and there he was, scribbling away his notes. And I thought, I'm going to go up to him, and I'm going to say... But I couldn't, because the ref was all right that day. But I just wanted to say something to him. What do you do, mate?
Yeah.
What do you do? Do you get a pie and a cup of tea and then scribble a few notes down when, you know...
And then go and have a sandwich in the referee's changing room at the end of the game.
Because these
people... Because they cannot relay to them what the rest of us have all seen on that pitch.
They've got to be accountable. He has cost us, and who knows about the bloke at Plymouth, 4 points this season.
That's our inability to defend.
No, I mean, that's another thing. Has he cost you 4 points? I don't know.
It's letting goals in.
Yeah, it's letting goals has cost you that. But... If somebody
why are we
sticks
playing
up,
8 minutes, though,
if somebody
Mark?
Sticks up 5 minutes...
Why have we got five?
Why are you playing 8 minutes?
Why have we got five?
Well, you could probably just... I actually thought it would be more than five on Saturday. But that doesn't mean that you stick up five and say, but it's going to be seven or eight.
We watch between us a reasonable amount of football, non-Stevenage football, I would imagine. If you two watch as much football as I do, I can't remember any other game that I've watched in the last probably 5 years that I've seen 5 minutes of injury time.
Well, okay, another question.
Let me just ask you another question.
How many times have you seen a 6 minute board go up and you've played more than six minutes?
That was the point I was going to make. If you see four go up, the whistle goes literally dead on 4 minutes, 1 second. That's it. Everybody go home, lovely. My tea's, you know, the missus will have my tea ready. Ours are two games in one season, we've had three or four extra minutes. And you can't
say what's happened in the original four or five.
Well, the referees, you know, had blood rush to his head and thought, "I'm going to have that Mamria there, so I can add another 30 seconds on." Ridiculous.
Yeah, but can I tell you, at that point that happened, it was 4 minutes 55 seconds.
Okay. So there were 5 seconds to go.
We then had the referee sorting that out, sending Dino off, so and then issuing a yellow card.
It's a throw-in. There's a throw-in. One.
They've worked the ball wide, then they've played it back in, it's gone loose, and it's been smacked into the back of the net.
So the whistle should have gone just before he smacked it into the back of the net.
Right. But then we've still kicked off, and Stevenage have gone up the other end. They've won a free kick, which has been allowed to be taken, and we've played on again.
I'm glad I wasn't there. I am so glad I wasn't there.
So, and this is where I come back, and I thought, Dino Mamory is going to get slaughtered on Borough Chat here. And I get home and I see all the comments.
Yeah, but that was
five seconds.
That was started by the Dino Mamory fan club, wasn't it? So, you know, he was bound to kick off, wasn't
he? Well, we're recording this just before the Hearts Senior Cup game, so hopefully a few of them will be meeting him this evening. Because I'm sure Dino would love to put his point of view across to them.
Yeah.
We should have done that. Didn't think that through, should we? Oh, you've got to go.
I've got to go to work, so we couldn't do that. But
all right,
me, you, and Will.
Me, the ref, and takes it out on me.
Me, you, and Will could have gone.
Okay. Anyway, that's my take on the referee situation and what's going on.
Steve was livid. He's livid.
I am.
Listen to
what was the journey home like with you and Neil? I bet he put his headphones in, didn't he?
And Damien, we had Damien with us as well. Oh,
I love Damien.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's big and cuddly, isn't he?
Lovely old boy. Old, yeah,
that
old,
ain't old.
Old
Adam.
younger than you, yeah. What are we doing then, Mark?
Right. I'm going to introduce the game, ask you the question for player your cards right.
Player.
Right.
Can we just ask, what's the score at the moment?
It is 0 to Dean, 0 to the guest, and Steve, 2 to you.
Oh, right.
So we've done two games. I'd forgotten that one. You're winning two.
Right,
I'm going to ask the opening question. This is from the 05-06 season. Might be a bit early for you, Will.
No, I was 7-8.
Well, I'm in play anyway, essentially. Yeah, it is higher and lower.
Gets on your nerves, doesn't it? When you have kids on.
So the opening question goes to you first, Will.
Yeah.
And the opening question is, excluding the thread titles, how many posts on Borough Chat contain the word Maidstone?
Inside all the other comments? Or just
not in the thread title, just in the rest of the post. Right, Will, we'll ask you this one. Steve and Dean have already answered one. Excluding the thread titles, so in the main body of the post, how many posts on Borough Chat contain the word Maidstone?
Okay, 50.
Where is 50. Maidstone?
50.
This is in Kent.
Oh.
Right. So, Will has said 50. We'll
really?
Move on to you, Dean.
Oh, much less than that. 25. You've sat there and counted them.
51.
Dean, you are closest with 25. The answer is 32.
There we are.
He doesn't get a point for that.
So, I get to go first.
He doesn't get a point for that. He gets to go first. It's the 05-06 season. Should have done this earlier, then done all that chatting.
Yeah.
And then done this. What are we going to play this now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, we're going in straight away. Right, okay.
Top I'm on of a the roll. Bill
with 35 appearances. Somehow. Ollie Burquez.
Good grief.
Come on, Ollie. Ollie Burquez.
Okay.
Right. Higher or lower than Ollie Burquez? George Boyd.
Ooh. What substitute appearances count, don't they?
Yeah, everything counts.
Higher.
Higher is correct with 48. Higher or lower than 48? Alan Julian.
Higher.
So that's
so one to beat.
Right, next closest was you, Will. So you're up. So Alan, Alan Julian had 45 appearances. Yep. Appearances. So starting from the top, Anthony Eldin.
I'll go lower.
Lower is correct with 23.
He had a bad back most of that season, yeah, didn't he?
Higher or lower than Anthony Eldin's 23, Barry Laker.
Higher.
Is higher with 27.
Oh, really?
You're out, Dean.
Higher or lower than Barry Laker's 27, Jason Goodliffe.
Higher.
Oh, no, you'd go higher. Oh, no, that wasn't. No, lower, 20. That was a trick.
Was that the season he got injured?
Don't know.
Must have been. No, that was the season we became so, Farnborough reserves.
Steve, your starting point is Jason Goodliffe at 20.
Mm.
Higher or lower? Justin Gregory.
Right. Higher.
Higher is correct with 33.
I thought you had to get to work.
Higher or lower than Justin Gregory's 33? Matt Hocking.
Lower.
Nah.
Is lower.
Of 19. Lower.
Higher or lower than Matt Hocking's 19? Ronnie Henry.
Got injured, didn't he, that season?
Mind games from these
guys. Yeah, lot I'm going to listen to you on that one. Higher.
Higher is correct. 35.
3-0 to Watkins.
Three? No, you still get to five to get a point. You still take the victory of winning, but don't have me explain
it. Yeah, you have to get
higher or lower than 35. Dino Memria.
Are we taking into account suspensions and things?
Oh, don't you start.
higher.
Lower, I'm afraid, with 31. So I'm afraid you don't get a point. You win this game because you got the most here. But
you
don't
get a point for winning the game.
Right, come on.
Give
okay.
us.
I got told off.
Moving on then.
Give us a random player from that season that played like three games.
I can't. I've deleted everyone that was below seven.
Oh well, give us like yeah. Who?
Yian Lewis, seven.
Yeah. How did he do that?
Eric Obinna.
Eric Obinna.
Nine. Slightly more than Eric Obinna's nine. Adam Miller, who's 16.
How did Eric Obinna play nine games? I think he was one of those people that turned up and said, you know what, I've played football.
Mark Poplett's mate, Michael Brough.
Adam Miller.
Yeah, good player,
at 12. Brilliant moment, that, with old Sev.
Adam Miller in 5-6.
He came in towards the end of the season, though, on loan, didn't he?
Yep. Darren Stamp played 38 times that season.
Good grief. Who was the biggest? Who was the most?
Boydie with 48.
Wow.
Who else were big hitters in there? Mickey Warner, 38.
Of course, Mickey Warner.
John Nurse, 44.
Our friend John Nurse.
Danny Ballman, 45.
Friend of the show.
And goal scoring wonder with 18 appearances, Jefferson Louis. What a season!
Did you ever see him play?
A
well,
season. David Perpetuini, Rob Quinn, Danny Williams with 23.
Danny Williams, don't even...
Was Danny Williams the fellow we saw played on a wing from Hereford?
Yes.
Simon Weatherstone stood in the centre circle and pointed, 21 games. Luke Oliver, 12. Looking like Earth
and
Jim in
sure.
every single one of them.
Well done for that. I don't know how I don't win a point for winning the game, but there you go.
Well, listen to the really drawn out rules.
That's 3-0 in my book, but there we go. Not in yours.
2-0.
So, the season so far then,
yeah.
Will... I mean, what's the feeling on the East Terrace?
Frustrating. As I said, we seem to win a game, but then the next week we'll play rubbish and lose. It's just about getting consistency, I guess. At least the players look like they're working hard at getting. It's better than last year when a lot of players seemed like they weren't really up for it. But we've got some shining lights in there. We just need to get that consistent run together.
Is there an understanding of the situation,
do
you think?
Definitely. I don't think... Apart from a few people, I don't think anyone's really putting the pressure on Wesley. The main aim is to make sure we don't get relegated this year.
We did
I don't agree. I couldn't disagree with that more.
Excellent. Oh, the main aim isn't to not get relegated. We got relegated last year.
Well, it is though, isn't
it? No, it ain't. No.
With I'm the not injuries it. That we've had, Mark, and it. You know, the small squad, you know, that we've got.
We've got quite a big squad now, though, of all these loan players.
Yeah. Relegation's not an issue, is it?
It's not I don't think, we think so.
About. I don't think we'll get.
But is it not something you think about, is it, Dane?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I panic.
So what's the priority for you?
I panic about it. I wake up in the middle of the night sweating.
Yeah, that's nothing to do with the football club, though. That's not because you've been sitting waiting for Will outside school.
You seriously?
Can't say that.
you seriously think?
Sometimes, yes. There were times where we've lost dreadfully, and I think we're not going to have another shot on goal, never mind score another goal. No. But thankfully, Owen's been around to help us out, hasn't he? Mm. But I can't. Some, you know, not now. Not since, you know, I've been told, don't you worry, Dino, it's all going to be all right.
Do you not ever get the feeling that we've bottomed out?
Yeah, but it only takes another biggie to get injured, doesn't it? Walton's back. Ashton went off injured Saturday. I don't know how bad that was. Beardo went off injured on Saturday. Don't know how bad that was. You know, we didn't have a striker on the bench for crying out loud, Steve. We've got Bernard from Southend. Bernard. I'd never get it right 10 years ago.
Interestingly, he's been allowed to play in the FA Cup.
Is that interesting? Yeah.
It means he won't play for Southend.
Well, in me, yeah, I suppose so. But then, it's FA, I don't know. How do you know that?
It was announced today by Southend United.
He was at Southampton, wasn't he? And up until the summer.
But
he's been out on loan.
He was at Spurs, wasn't he, when we had him, when he was younger, yeah. When he was quick. Is he still as quick as he was when he was 24?
He was quick. Because my worries is a little bit light. But in fairness to him, Saturday,
I never rated him 10 years ago.
In fairness to him, yeah, but he's from Spurs, isn't he? Of course, you rate Jeb and.
Who won?
And the other lad was the.
Luke Freeman?
The one who went to Crewe.
Oh, Chuck Sonique.
Chuck Sonique, yeah.
Yeah, I did like Chuck
Sonique. Yeah. Say no more.
Did you?
In fairness, you know, we started with the two up front on Saturday.
Don't rate Cameron Lancaster either.
And he came from Spurs as well. Beardo's gone off after 20 minutes or so. So he's ended up playing on his own, which is probably not his game.
Did we pump long balls to him when he was up front on his own, like we did to Chris Welpdale?
There was a lot
who,
of balls
by the way,
down the channels.
I don't mind that.
Well,
yeah, that's
right. Chris Welpdale won a lot in the air, didn't he, when he was up front on his own?
He did on Saturday. That was a big point on Saturday. I mentioned it loads of times.
He won more in the air. Who was he playing for? Burton?
Well, he does. So does Charlie Lee. They both win an awful lot.
Yeah, he won more in the air than Lucas Aikens did in the entire time he was here.
I don't see that. I see Charlie Lee winning headers, but I don't see Welpdale winning headers.
What, against Burton? You didn't see him win a header?
Well, we said that several times on Saturday, how he's won another header,
really?
And how he was winning a lot of flicks and
there's a difference of winning flicks and winning headers. You've got to do something with it. I can jump and get my air on something and flick it.
Maybe you should be playing in up front then.
Well, I've said that a couple of times this season.
Yeah. Are you going to take the Andy Coates view that he used to Patrick Hogan? I'd rather him not win the flick on. I'd rather him not even try and win it than win it.
But I'd rather him stand in a better position that where he's got a chance of running onto it. But that space.
Just running onto what?
Well,
a long ball out of the goalkeeper's hands, just going straight down the throat of the centre half.
I'm just trying to agitate.
Yeah, let's just let the centre half have a free header, then, shall we? Yeah.
Well,
get it back and take it from there.
Well, let's face it. What I'm trying to say is he shouldn't be there having to win those headers.
Do you know what I'm saying? Stop playing long balls down the strikers throat, wherever it is.
He was targeted for that for clearances on Saturday, it has to be said, because the number of times he was on the end of that.
Don't mind long ball into the channels.
He should be playing right.
When you got Beardo playing, I don't mind long balling over the defence into the channel. It's fine.
But what about some of these other players? Where's Conlon?
Will said that on the way here.
Where's Richards?
He looked really good when he played. He had good composure on the ball, and we actually passed it a bit when he was playing.
Something wrong there, isn't there?
You'd think that Ferguson would be scratching his head up the A1 there, going, what?
Well, Richards.
20 minutes we've seen of that lad at Bury.
And then he was oiked off.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Like Charlie Adams, though.
Yeah, Charlie Adams looks alright.
What about the other Brentford guy? Seems a bit pointless.
Josh Clark.
Yeah.
Heard a lot about him. I've heard good things about him, but I think he's. I don't know what I think. Why is he there? He was on the bench Saturday.
That's a quote, isn't it?
Clip that. I know what I think.
But with all these loan players, like I don't know Jeb what I think. Stuff, I don't see what the point of them is if we've got like seven centre mids and we're only going to play two or three there.
Mm. Well, we ain't got left back, have we? We've got 93 central midfielders and no strikers.
So Ash came off Saturday, and then what happened then? Akimo came on and Darius went to centre back, did he?
Yep.
Akimo's not fit though, obviously. Because you'd be starting him at left back.
Exactly. Well, he started at left midfield, Akimo.
Who was at left back then?
Darius was.
Who was at centre half then?
Akimo didn't come on for Ashton, he came on for.
Right.
No, left.
Left.
Yeah.
Midfield. Who was left midfield? It wasn't Pet.
Adams.
It wasn't Pet.
Adams came off, I think. Yeah,
it was Adams then.
Poor old Tom Pet.
It's disappointing, isn't it?
He was at Accrington where he was devastatingly bad and then got
dropped
off at half time.
Yeah, and then he got dropped for Burton. Yeah. Came on, done all right, I thought, and then got oiked again.
And then got subbed.
Did you read The Sun?
Yeah.
No.
Cracking.
What, no?
Well, he goes out with Kim Little, doesn't he? The captain of Scotland.
Who?
That's a girl.
Pet?
Yeah.
Right.
Played in the ladies' Olympic team.
Yeah, the GB Olympic team, and right. He said that she could probably get in the Stevenage side in The Sun.
Oh. And that was used as a headline.
Oh.
To be fair, he has a point.
Back to Wiltstone you go, young Mr. Bear.
Don't have an opinion, Tom. Jesus. I don't have a paper.
Well, Matt Hocking could teach him a thing or two, couldn't he? Yeah. Maybe Graham should send him out on loan to Matt's team. And
you can only hope that there's some mischievous reporting going on there.
Of course there is. He's made a tongue-in-cheek comment.
Yeah, and they've used it because...
But then someone has said on Tom's Wikipedia page, he goes out with Kim Little, who is much better than him at football. Worth a read. But yeah, he's a bit...
How big is she? She wouldn't get in a Stevenage team, surely.
I think she's taller than him.
She's Luke Freeman's height.
So,
well, let's excite ourselves with talk of the FA Cup.
Yeah,
I'm a bit worried.
Oh, well,
right. He's the same. Oh, he said the same thing.
God Almighty, you two, cheer yourselves up a bit. It's that time of the season where you get your rattles out and you get your silver foil FA Cups and you walk around with big smiles on your face for Bob Wilson and his football focus cameras when they come round.
Yes, the FA Cup is brilliant.
Have we persuaded you?
Maidstone in the league.
Will it fall?
Second place, 1 point behind the leaders.
They're filled with players like Connor Colcott and Tom Pett who can't even get in our first team.
Perhaps should.
But yeah, because we haven't got...
1-14, lost
care.
Two.
Don't care.
Don't bother me.
Don't
drawn
care.
Zero.
Care. Don't
I
care.
Think we'll win about 5-0 to really upset everyone on the BBC.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get... Yeah.
They're looking for a little upset, aren't they, by shoving us out at 2 o'clock on a Sunday.
We'll rattle them. No problems whatsoever.
Boom.
In front of all their million fans.
Bido actually.
All fighting for seats.
Yeah. Brilliant. Shall we just sit in the seat we've been allocated?
Were we like that when we played Birmingham or
no,
whatever?
Not that I remember. We were at Wembley, but even that was even though there was strict instructions, if you buy tickets in this area, don't be a weapon and kick someone out of their seat. People did anyway. But it's their cup final, isn't it? I
what are you worried about, Will? What are you worried about?
Just the fact that we're not looking any good at the moment.
Defence is playing well,
yeah,
though, isn't it?
I guess that is.
I know we conceded two Saturday, but... They were pretty decent finishes, to be fair, both Tranmere's goal, weren't they? I mean, that equaliser, how he's managed to... He's placed that in the corner, that big old centre-half, hasn't he?
Mm.
You couldn't ask for a better finish on 98 minutes from your centre-half.
His first one was quite a good finish as well. At the other end.
Was he the one that headed the second one on as well?
So, yeah, Barnard's goal was quite similar to Beardo's at Portsmouth, wasn't it?
No, nothing like...
Yeah, it was... Bad defensive header, picked it up, played it across the goalkeeper. Oh, you know, Beardo went in. Yeah, the other
Beardo one. Took it round the keeper.
Well, sort of, yeah.
Left foot. Nothing
we'll,
like it, Dean. Let's move on from that.
We'll rattle,
mate.
So
yeah.
Don't
you worry.
What league
don't
are they in comparison to our friends from Stourbridge?
They're a league below, I think.
A league below Stourbridge.
They might be.
And
no,
you
I think
two
it's
are
the same, isn't it? Once the average Southern League or whatever they call it.
No, not anything to worry about there.
No.
You could play the same team Saturday as playing tonight at Colney Youth and we'd still beat them 3-4 nothing.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
At least
no, hang on. 3-4-1.
Not going to keep clean sheet.
Definitely not. They've got a right winger, haven't they?
A lad Flisher, isn't it?
Stop it. Stop it.
Can I say something? Darius Charles, you've been much better in the last few games.
Good.
Accrington.
I thought he was
Accrington
great against Portsmouth.
And played well Saturday. I thought you played all right.
No, he's doing all right there.
Still did a couple of things that made me cringe, but no, much improved. So well done, Darius.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Mason have got their centre back. Watt back from suspension, haven't they? Flisher.
What's his name?
Watt.
Oh. Right.
Their lad Flisher played on Saturday, picked up his fifth booking, so he's got a suspension.
Yeah.
Doesn't kick in for 2 weeks in that.
Don't worry about it. Have your suspension in the game you've postponed. How does that work? I don't fancy playing against whoever it was because we've got an FA Cup game, so we'll postpone our league.
Oh,
game.
Have they called the game off this week?
This is mental. Yeah. This is mental. Another point, are they going to be alright down here with AstroTurf boots on? Because the pitch, it looks good, but it cuts up a little bit, doesn't it?
Where's his water in it now?
You have to say, don't you?
No blades on their pitch.
Plastic pitch.
Didn't
and
we?
They've got a playing record of, what, 14 wins out of 16. Do you think there's an advantage?
Didn't
there?
We get a game called off
Depends
before Everton, though?
How many of them they've played at home?
Didn't we get a game called off just before Everton?
No.
Because it was raining. Didn't we?
Yeah, well, what's that? Yeah. Well, and your point being?
Didn't we? Didn't we make it wetter than it should have been?
Did we?
I don't know. Okay.
What was that wink for?
I don't know.
Why'd you bring it up then? What are you saying, Dean? Come on, elaborate.
I'm just suggesting that the
sprinklers came on.
Yeah, by
accident.
Suggesting? Yeah.
Not that you were moonlighting as a late night gardener down there with a big watering can.
Yeah. Maybe. You've got to play things, you know, everything to your advantage.
Even if that scurrilous bit of potential libel was true, that was called off because it rained.
Yeah, it did.
For whatever reason.
Maybe
league,
it's my mind working overtime.
League, the CSSFL equivalent league have gone, we've got cup game. Call a game off if you what?
Yeah, it's mental.
Call that league game off.
They're allowed to. That's a new ruling that's coming this season.
That
they're allowed to call
utterly
it.
Is
mental. Mental. That's allowed
it's
to
ridiculous.
You could understand it if it was 2 or 3 days.
It's Mickey Mouse.
Mental. It's
but
Sunday league.
Monday
that's Sunday league rules.
Seven,
that's Sunday.
Days.
In fact, I ran a Sunday league team for a while. You have to give the league more notice.
Yeah.
In Sunday league to have a morning off than they've had to do for this. Absolutely ludicrous.
You had to give 28 days notice, and all the kids. When I ran a kids team, they had to give letters from their school to show that they're on a school trip or something to call a game off.
These go, what are they going to do if they beat us and get a big team though? Oh, because they can only do one a season.
That's like they've got a Kent Senior Cup tie like 3 days before it.
Yeah, and it rains a lot.
Sounds like they've sold out their allocation of fans.
No, they haven't. Nearly have. It's a cup final, isn't it? We'd have done the same.
We're
going to a much, much bigger club. Much.
It's going to be noisy, isn't it?
Much better club.
Where are they going to park their caravans?
It's going to be noisy, isn't it?
Dean, you're going to get us taken off air. It is going to be noisy. Where are they going to park their cars? More importantly, I like to wasp. See Wasp post on Borough Chat this week.
Which one?
They're talking about Fairlands car park. I said it'd take you an hour to get out, and Wasp replied and went, it's not worth trying to get out of the car park, just leave your cars by the entrance outside on the grass verge.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I can't wait
then
to
someone grassed him up, wasn't it? Banker Bob said, don't listen to the less respected posters, don't park on the grass verges.
That's not a bad impression either.
Alright.
That's better than your one because you did of him. Oh! Talking of impressions in interviews.
Well,
talk us
just before we come to that.
Oh, okay.
Because I will, because I've just had a message come through.
I got a message.
Can Can I just say to you...
Oh, you've got the same message as I've just got, yeah?
Okay, predictions, Saturday. Will, you can start.
This throws to you. This
shush.
Sorry.
Will, you can start.
Despite my negativity, I'll go 2-1.
2-1.
To us.
2-1 to Stevenage. Dino, Saturday.
5-0.
5-0 to Stevenage?
Yeah, Beardo hat-trick.
4-1.
4-1.
What did you say, Will? Sorry.
2-1 to
us. 2-1. Oh, yeah. Cagey out.
I'll go for 3-0.
You're that worried about it? You think we're going to win
3-0? It's going to be 1-0 till 70, 80 minutes, and then we'll get 2 at the end.
Okay. Oh, see, now I've seen that.
Right.
Have a think about it.
No, something else popped into my head, and then I've...
Because you went on... Right. What do we have to discuss? We from Borough chat earlier, it was... injury time, wasn't it? And then
that was
Dino,
it. Agent
Eves asked you to...
Yeah, no, I didn't take any of those. Oh, thanks for posting that.
Well, I think we discussed some of the things.
Dave Gray sent me a message at work today.
Did he?
Because I put the post on Borough chat, he thought we had Graham on it.
Was it a question for Graham?
Graham's on.
Don't worry, we can answer that.
Why do players wear red cut-off socks instead of a proper pair? Don't know.
Who asked that?
Dave Gray, Warrior.
He's worried about that.
Of course, he's a Warrior.
Why did we
I haven't noticed that, have you?
Why did we give the loanees squad numbers in the 40s rather than the 30s? Is it because Wesley's going for the record of most players playing for us in one season?
Dino's got a theory on that one.
And they didn't have any threes left in the club shop.
They'd used all of them to make new signs for the next team we're playing. They'd cut them up and shaped them into another. Oh, don't feel whinge about that. Don't worry about it.
If
you're on Borough chat, you know who we're playing. Don't worry about it.
I asked somebody in the know why that was, and I think that's their squad number back at their parent clubs.
Oh, really?
Look into that.
Well, that's a bit of a coincidence, wasn't it? Yeah. 46.
What happens if you get two 47, players?
47, 48, 49 or something.
No, I think Jack's. It's not Jack, is it?
Jake
is just a couple of below.
Maybe Wes has done it deliberately. He didn't even know what the players were like. He just thought to get high numbers that all go next to each other.
Go on, next question.
I've got a question. No, that was all of these. Did Dino get sent off for asking for turning? I've got another question though. Is there any? We've answered it. Thanks for your input, Dave. Did we ever get to a conclusion as to whether Graham Wesley reads Borough chat?
No, we didn't. But I think I can answer that for you right now.
What a segue.
Text from GW just come through 12 minutes ago.
Nothing like leaving it late, Graham.
Gents. And I love this.
He hasn't texted me. Unbelievable.
He hasn't given you his number.
He has texted me.
Has he? Question for Aloof. I love the way he calls
it
Aloof.
Still calls it Aloof. How does he know we're recording tonight?
This is the segue, you see. He obviously knew we were recording because he's been on the old Borough chat this afternoon, hasn't he? Getting the names of the members of the Dino Mamaria fan club ready for Colney Heath tonight, where he can meet them in person and shake them by the throat. And obviously, you know, as Chuds is the same size, that shouldn't be a problem. Could Steve please talk us through the new media tactic of interviewing with the recorder switched off? GW, smiley face. Useless. I actually texted him and said, I know he likes the word clowns. So I sent him a text saying, clowns you have to work with, eh? And he replied, idiots, I don't know how I cope. Steve?
Talk us through it. That's blind, isn't it? Even better that they put it up. How did you feel? So we all know what happened.
It has to. Can I just stress that was with my permission?
Oh, okay. So you're a good old egg.
So
well done for being a good egg.
Yeah, I can hold my hands up. After 700 or 800 games, 2 or 3 little lapses, you know, that's understandable.
How?
Previous lapse was a Carlisle away, wasn't it, when you were quite negative?
Has he stood on your foot this season?
Was I negative or were you negative, Dean?
I think I got away with it.
I think you did, yeah. I think I carried the brunt of that one.
How? So we all know what happened. You didn't turn your microphone on, did you? You asked a cutting question. Graham answered it. And you went, oh, damn it.
I'm going to have to go through and do it again.
So that's what happened. That's embarrassing, isn't it? That is embarrassing. Yeah. An official press conference, that is embarrassing.
Yeah.
What went through your head at that point?
Nothing. Just you're going to have to answer the same thing again, Graham. And there's a little smiley face in it.
There's a bit of your insight for, I'm going to get hammered for this.
There's what?
There must have been a bit of you that thought, oh, he's going to let me have it for this. I'm never going to live this down.
Well, he did, and it didn't all actually come out on the...
We still
did. Oh, did it? Did it not? Did you get some pelters afterwards?
Come on, what happened then?
Maybe give us the Graham track. Should insist that the whole episode come out.
Well, no, I re-asked the question. It's a case of, oh, is the radio on? Is the recorder on this time? Look, we're sweet. It's no problem. Embarrassing? Do you not make any errors at work?
No.
Do you know you don't? Oh, no, you don't.
No.
No.
I don't do anything by taking off at work to make errors. How wrong can you
Will
get
doesn't
tea?
Work, he goes to school.
Will
so,
goes
you know,
to school.
He's still quite young.
I've got, sort of indirectly, why is Graham texting you to ask you the question about that?
He's got an aloof group on his phone.
Aloof.
Aloof.
Aloof. Aloof. Aloof.
Check your phone, Will.
He's texting the wrong people, isn't he?
Don't you believe.
See, so even the great man makes mistakes, doesn't he?
It's always he'll always be aloof in his mind, Steve.
Yeah, it will be. We're not getting back on here again. It's been a while.
We normally do Christmas and New Year. No, Christmas
we should have a little
end of season.
I think we should have a Christmas one around your house.
Yeah?
Get him round your house.
Yeah.
Cup of tea.
Yeah.
Mould wine.
Beardo can make sandwich. The tea.
Beardo can make the tea and warm the mould wine.
Yeah.
Now, Beardo's performance is going to be on the up from now on. He's a good lady. He's left Chez Dino's and he's
left?
Yep.
Oh, he's gone, has he?
Yeah, he took his pan and his...
didn't last that long, did it?
And his ingredients last night and he's gone.
It took him longer than I thought to.
Because his good lady and his lovely little baby are moving down here on Saturday.
And who would you rather be with?
Yeah, I would. Because, you know what, he'll be able to have conversations of an evening now that don't revolve around me. About the text I get from him. Oh, Beardo said.
Yeah, he said you're a lunatic that could cause a revolution in an empty room.
Did he? Why did he say that?
Well, it's because it's true.
It's not true. He said some horrible things about me. You know who he accused me of?
Oh.
Being in charge of in charge of the Graham Wesley fake Graham Wesley Twitter account.
The Wesel account.
Graham Wesel.
Yeah.
Wesley.
Hey, that's not me.
Don't talk about that because Graham will now know about it and then he'll do
he
everything.
Won't listen to this.
No, he never listens to this. He has it on in the repeat in the Bentley.
Chris Beardsley, you've got a lovely face, but I'm afraid you keep making disparaging comments on my character, young man. I'm going to stop fancying you.
Is that saying Chris Beardsley would blame me for the comments of somebody else about his disciplinary
start a revolution
recording.
In an
empty
room?
That was Ben's story. It's quite a good Twitter account. I quite like it anyway.
I don't think it is.
I quite like it. You don't think it is because it's you and you're trying to cover up.
I will quite happily give you my phone and you can go on and check. It is not me. I'd have had a half funny comment, at least one half funny comment.
Okay. And have we got any more to add to this? I've got one little thing.
Come on, Will. Now, I'm banning all talk of bikes on this show.
Anybody want to ride from London to Amsterdam?
April it is.
Dino, you're going to join us, Dean?
It's April. That's 6 months away.
Dino, you're going
to
join us?
Every week we're going to have to listen to this. He's going to get all his lycra out and his fluorescent
Dino,
green.
Dino, you're going to join us?
No!
Mark, you're going to join us?
Hope in buggery.
Will, fancy that?
Yeah, why not?
Will's in.
A trip. Yeah, well,
we got
I'll
a couple of bites last night on Borough Chat. I saw.
I'll add you to my list. I've got a dislike on that. Oh, no.
It was you, wasn't it?
Got a dislike to that. Can you believe it?
Yes, I can.
It's a charity bike ride. We're riding to... Amsterdam with the Football League. Neil Treble is already signed up for it.
Are you captain?
We're bringing in.
Can't they do it like the Ryder Cup? Can't someone else be captain?
I'd love somebody else to be captain. Well, it depends
who
it is. But
put Neil in charge.
Yeah, can't Neil?
Yeah,
do
he
it?
Can do it. I don't care. Neil can do it.
If it's, Neil's captain, we're hoping. Will you shut up about it?
We're hoping to get some more former players in, and maybe we'll see if we can get some current players in.
Who's a former player you're going to get in? Who else do you know?
Never you mind, it's all under wraps at the moment. We can't say much more than that.
Bring it up on the podcast then.
Do just drop me an email, sjwatkins@live.co.uk.
Why did you do that? Why did you write dot?
So you don't get any more mucky emails sent to him.
Dino, keep up.
Come on, Dino, you don't know nothing, does he?
Will, come on. Anything else? Who's been your favourite player of the season so far?
Charlie Lee.
Yeah. Who have you hated the most?
Probably Lancaster.
Ooh.
I hate him. I just don't really rate him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was going to say, what's happening with Biro Dembele?
Good point.
Been injured.
Was he there Saturday?
Travelled Saturday, I believe.
Oh.
Was he fully fit though?
Not on the bench. Because the last time he was on the bench was at Carlisle away when he said he was just making out the numbers, Graham.
Yeah.
So he's obviously had an injury, he's training.
That's a fall from grace, isn't it? Because he was the best player on his day. He was the best defender in the league last year.
In League One.
League One.
Yeah, someone found that tweet, didn't they?
Why won't he play him at centre back though?
Communication's key.
Yeah.
This was on Borough Chat, wasn't it?
I had this
communication's key.
That's why
we've conceded so few goals this season.
Yeah, I mean, I did ask him off after his interview at Bury why he didn't fancy Birra there and preferred it at left back, but he likes that full communication. But he didn't want Beer in the middle with Darris and Ash either side, or Wellesley either side. So, but I think Ashton's played quite well since he's come back.
I love Dean Wells.
Yeah, Dean Wells has been all right, hasn't he?
Simon Walton's back, which are
brilliant.
Hoping to take a breath from my right.
Hopefully a new start for him. Will, come on.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I saw him a few games in pre-season and I thought he was quite decent, but when he played at the beginning of the season, I didn't really see much from him. Don't know that's because
if you're going to pick up an injury, it's probably the right time for him, wasn't it, at that point?
Yeah, he was struggling a bit, so maybe he'll get back to it now, but hopefully we can get him fit and firing.
I think he is a class act when he's on his game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we saw him pre-season, didn't we?
So did Will, you just said.
Sorry, I was texting Graham back.
Are we going to do a Christmas special? Are we going to try and do something a little bit different to usual? Because our usual Christmas specials involve sitting in the pub waiting for Graham for an hour.
And then having to do 20 minutes because he's in a rush.
Yeah.
No, love you, Graham.
I think we should, Dean, do it at your house. I think you should decorate up your dining room. We should all come and sit round the table at your house.
What, with pictures of Graham and Dino?
Graham and Beardo can come back round again.
Yeah.
And I can have it out with Beardo.
Okay. Why don't we get Barry Webber back? And you know, he can fill us in on all the good stuff he's been doing.
Everything he's been doing, yeah.
Right.
Leave that with you, Steve, yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure he'd love to come on. Okay.
Good.
Any more for any more?
Dale Besant.
Don't you start. What is this? I'll do a like or dislike.
I haven't seen much of Besson, I must be honest. Wouldn't slag him off though. Not in the ground.
No. not with his dad knocking about.
No.
He's a big lad.
Did his dad do much?
I think Graham talks to him a lot, doesn't he, during a game? Dave, yeah.
Mm.
I think
he's
quite
a big fan of Dave Besson. He likes Dave
Besson.
I like Dave Besson.
I like him, yeah. I think he's
doesn't
good
get,
lad.
Doesn't get a proper seat there.
He's on the ice box on the end, isn't he? On the cool box, yeah. But, you know, you've got to earn that place on the bench, haven't you?
Yeah.
Even Mitch is on the bench, you see.
I'm a day, every day for me.
Yeah, he's
done well since he came back.
So he's doing stuff that he was never doing before. Look at Paul Pompey that night. He was coming out, he was sweeping up, he was heading, he was slipping and catching the ball in the box. He's still not, but he's 38, isn't he? He's my age. So he's never going to be doing supersonics coming and grabbing stuff. But everything he's done, you know, maybe he could have done better on the first at Portsmouth, I thought, or was it Carlisle? But no, he's not dropped any clangers for me, so day every day.
I have my reservations about Chris at the end of last season, I won't lie, but I think he's played really well.
It's good to have that experience at the back, like talk about the big five.
It's
good to have somebody like Besant there who's we say he's young, he's not all that young really, is he? 24, 25, 26, whatever it is. So, but you know, you've got to have a number two, haven't you? And,
I'm happy with Dave.
We're going to do a charity challenge, me and you.
What to bore everybody with? We could do, couldn't
something.
We?
He's going to go out on his bike.
I'm going to Gambia, but I'm not, you know, I don't want to talk about my charity work.
Oh yeah, of course you're not. Well, I suppose I better do something, don't I?
You had your jabs?
Well, if you know, I've got a yellow fever jab, I might as well use it. Copyright Kevin Coleman.
Just leaves me then, doesn't it?
So we've got to think something out for you.
As long as it doesn't involve...
You can come to Gambia.
Yeah, I ain't gonna, but people generally don't like me, so I ain't going to be able to raise that sort of money. So if you can
I
raise...
I think there is a spare place. I think we've got till Friday for someone. Do you want to come to Gambia, Will?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? So he's going to Gambia. Amsterdam.
He's going to do a bike ride. Would you like to jump out of a plane with a parachute? Why not? Okay.
I'm not doing anything...
physical.
Anything like running and that.
Well, you are doing running. You added me as a friend on the Nike app yesterday.
Yeah, I've started going running again.
Right, let's put it open. Let's get some suggestions. What can Hollis do as
maybe,
a charity?
Maybe Graham could throw things around the dressing room. Maybe Darius can suggest something.
These are things I can do. Physical challenges. I'm not shaving my beard off.
Maybe you could go into a...
I'm not jumping out of anything high or low.
Maybe you could play football against Darius for 10
minutes.
Climbing
up anything.
Tell you what, why don't you just have a sponsored
silence.
Sit down and watch television?
I could have a sponsored...
wrestle with them.
I'd
love to see
wrestle.
Hollis up against Darius.
Oh, he'd annihilate me, wouldn't he?
You'd have to be topless, though, both of you.
He would annihilate me.
Right.
A penalty shootout against Darius.
You'd have to get someone really behind the goal, wouldn't we?
I'd have penalty shootout.
Let's see if we can sort it.
Sponsored penalty shootout. In fact, all three of us could do that. Not just against Darius, because you don't want to single anybody out. But we could do, I wonder if Graham could arrange that.
Yeah, I'm sure Graham would actually love to. Okay. Anything that's going to see you get hurt.
Thanks to Will.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks to Dino. Thanks to Mark. And we will be back. Will we be back next week? I don't know.
It's up to you, isn't it? It's all on you.
Up to me. We'll be back when we're back. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. I'm not going to the Mason game, though. My point is that...
This podcast was brought to you in association with www.boroughguide.co.uk. If you'd like to contact the podcast team or contribute to a future edition, please email us at aloadofoldtoffee@gmail.com, and that's with no spaces. You can also join us on Facebook by searching for A Load of Old Toffee, or you can follow us on Twitter at Old Toffee, again, no spaces.
A Load of Old Toffee. Load of Old Toffee.